You're not in that. That is in you. But you can be in that. If you be in that, by being in that, I mean being identified with that. And to identify with that, you have to have this password. The password is I. I, me. I, me can get into all kinds of trouble. When I becomes, I am this, I am me, trouble comes. When I remains as only consciousness, only unassociated I amness, no trouble comes. I can be person, I can be consciousness. They open the window. But that purest principle, the pure absolute reality, is beyond that. It's out of that. It's out of the this or that. It's not affected by the this or the that. There's real comfort in the feeling of I. It's okay. It's natural. If you say there's no I, immediately you become first class hypocrite. The feeling of I is natural. For some, even I represents or denotes the absolute even. Why not? Why stop at consciousness? When there's awareness of consciousness, you say, I'm aware of consciousness. That I that's aware of consciousness is the absolute. Don't even limit the I itself. To say that there is no I. The I is shining in different uniforms. It's either the I am presence itself, which functions as pure witnessing, unbiased, unassociated, pure observing. And there's the I am me, I am this person, I'm a husband, I'm this one's daughter, wife, husband, whatever it is. I'm a doctor, I'm a musician, I'm whatever. Right? Which is only another costume that the I am can wear. But each time, it's moving into more limitation. It's reducing into limitations. And prior even to that feeling of just the I, the sense I. Because the sense I is shining. It's arising, it's arisen, and that arising is also perceived. This is what we've said. In what is it being perceived, you see? I don't want anybody to go at this in a mental way, because it is too simple to be mental. It is too simple to even start to build up some mentality about it. It's like looking in a mirror. The mirror is not giving you any opinions. The mirror doesn't show signs of impatience. It doesn't discern, oh, your face is not pretty enough to look in, to reflect. It's simply pure. And you see in it what you project. So, this sense I, only to understand this principle, what it is. What costume is your I wearing today? The costume of a doctor, the costume of a musician, costume of a realized sage, the costume of what? That's all. And what perceives the I? Just out of this simple contemplation, so many forests is burning. And a silence is left. And even that silence has no identity in it. What is the religion of silence? Carry on.
Yeah. Situation where lots of fear is present for me, a sense of being attacked from the outside by something that's crazy. And I've just been the absolute, the sense is the absolute is being overwhelmed by the ability of the fearful personality to just run riot with my body actually. So a lot of the forget about it can work around the thoughts. Okay, clear the thoughts out, and what's left behind is physical sensation. And then
yes.
Some part of me is, has, what I was just thinking about was, what bit of me is it that has preference over the feelings that are arising? So some bit of me is somewhere else. It's almost as if has decided, actually, well, the fearful sensations in my body are not desirable and I don't want them, so the resistance to them.
It's your feelings for survival. It's natural. That will come up inside. You see, they will come. And actually, sometimes when we are really pressed up against the wall in a corner, yeah, you have no moves left. You have no moves left. It's a great opportunity. It's not an opportunity you will choose. But it's a place to be. It is a place to be. It is an auspicious place to be. It reminds me of a story Papaji told. Some of you who have been Papaji know. There was once a certain girl from a village was getting married. No? Now, in these places, there is no frolicking about before you get married. It was like, you know, like that. Now, she has seen her beloved, but they have not been given so much time to be together. And so she is beginning to fantasize, oh, we're going to get married, and then we're really going to meet, there's going to be a honeymoon, there's going to be all of these passions, all of this to anticipate. And she's full of the joy of anticipation and expectations. So one morning it comes that today she has an appointment. You see, first she must go and see the cake maker. See how is the cake maker coming on? All the ingredients are in and everything must be perfect for the day. After the cake maker, she will go and see the dressmaker, and then she will find out if all of the dress is beautifully put together and all the sequins are on and all of this. She's full of excitement. After this, now she will go and see the priest, make sure that she's got her vows properly rehearsed and everything, and finally she'll go and see her beloved. Okay, this is the program for today. They'll have a few exchanges and that's it. Just another day to wait, and the marriage is consummated. It's full of joy. So she is left home, and she's skipping through the forest, along the forest road. You see, full of the joy of anticipation, you see. And as she walked out, she turned a corner. A lion stepped out of the forest. Hungry lion on the path. Can you imagine? Anybody has seen a lion? How big? Not a pussycat. Okay? Face to face with a lion. She can hear that rumbling in the chest. She can smell his breath. So in that moment, the appointment with the cake maker is gone. No cake maker exists. Dressmaker. No dressmaker is there. It's gone out of the mind completely. The priest. No priest. Finally, only the beloved. No beloved. Okay. Only this moment, completely empty. Completely empty. You see? so. Prabhuji says, don't turn away from this moment. Sometimes intense experiences bring you to yourself more than chocolate flavored moments. Life hands it out in the ordained time. So many things are here to help to bring us back to ourselves. Even the humble mosquito has a beautiful job to play. You can buy an island by yourself, but maybe a mosquito will run you out of town to bring you back. Yeah, because the mind wants to make a place that is perfect for the rest of my life. And if things were like that, you really would not come to discover your true self. It sounds a harsh thing to say. Should this life not be fun also? Of course it can be fun. But find that fun through your own self-discovery first. This was the ancient message, no? Find out who you are. Then the fun won't run out. That's not the purpose, by the way. Find out who you are. You are the source of that pleasure. Not a pleasure that has a context, but a joy that is unexplained, you know. Find out who you are. Discover the joy of being, and yet you will not be attached to it. Babaji say, don't reject this lion on your path. Every now and again we meet a lion on the path. Easy. When you meet the lion on the path, you won't be thinking of shopping. You won't be thinking of shopping. You won't be thinking of party. Satsang is also the lion on your path. If the opportunity, let's put it like this, was present right now, in the next few minutes, to be once and for all be delivered from the hypnosis of our own conditioning, who is up for it? This is very good.
But did the lion eat the woman up?
The analogy is served already.
Guruji, can I ask? It feels like this discovery is made, but it's the word that you used at the beginning, established. That the discovery is made, and a few times a day, I feel absolute or have this huge, expansive feeling, but the rest of the day is very focused and. It doesn't, established. I can't apply that to how it is.
Yes, I understand perfectly what you
mean. And does it matter? Can I throw that away? Or
it does matter in the sense that that becomes your experience. You see, wherever the attention gets rooted, that becomes your experience. Because some people have said, well, I mean, you know, but it doesn't matter, you know. It doesn't matter if I'm suffering every day, it doesn't matter. I said, that's not true. It's not true. It does really matter. It's just not a truthful and honest statement, you see. That I'm comfortable in my suffering. That's not true. The suffering is to get you out of that state, to show you, listen, you are going the wrong way. You're identifying with the wrong thing. You're limiting yourself, and this is why the life feels like this for you. It cannot be, wow, I'm comfortable with my suffering. It's not true. Even a sadist, which one is a sadist and a masochist? One of them pinch and one likes it. Which one is it?
Sadist is the pincher.
The sadist is the pincher, you know. Yeah. And the masochist also, he likes it, he says. But only while he has the choice to want it. Or even a sense sometimes giving over, okay, I don't have the choice, maybe we might like that. But for how long, you know? They are also looking for happiness. So you're saying that somehow I have moments where I am not, actually. Where I am not in the way that I am used to being or feeling about myself. It's like almost that is absent. And in those moments, effortlessly, I am completely alive and full of joy. And then, seems mind comes, or what?
Yeah, but life is generally light and joyful. It's not that it's not, but it's not... I don't feel identified with the absolute. In my day, I feel like Jodie doing this job and da-da-da-da. It feels... Identification comes quite strongly.
If you get into the habit of observing this identification, rather than reporting about it later, but begin to really observe. Because sometimes you catch, somehow you're in the middle of that type of feeling, it's going on. You see? So it's not that after it passes you become aware of it. Sometimes even you're aware that there's a strong pull into the sense of identifying, and right there is your chance to begin just to sit with yourself a little, to sit down, and to feel the presence energetically of that energy in you that feels identified and all of that, and without trying to stop it, let it be, just let it play, and see that without you it doesn't exist. It has no way of registering. To whom would it exist if it's not for you? You're the awareness of it. Okay, and to recognize it's only a phenomenon, it is passing. You may feel, if you feel strongly there's some personal or psychological judgments, a heaviness, then you may try and identify who is suffering this. This is part of the inquiry. It's a strong feeling of, oh my God, I'm never going to make it. What am I doing? I have very strong sense of identification. Then you may find out and try and locate who really is suffering this. Be very quiet. And let the feeling happen. Use the smell of the experience and the presence of the energy of it to locate the one who is suffering, if there is one who is suffering. Fix your attention on that and be quiet. In the beginning, you will find a lot of distraction coming. You start to, your mind going off into something. But each time, as much as it is with you, this power, bring the attention back to really look into this question, who really is suffering? And just keep quiet. Just see if it can be identified. Who is suffering at that point of suffering? And don't think and imagine who is. Just ask the question, be quiet. And something will happen. You will come to see clearly whether this exists or not. Because the moment it's clear for you that it's only another kind of phenomenon and nothing more than that, that has no independent reality, it's only arising and something is saying it's happening to me, and that which is saying it's happening to me, see if that one can be recognized, and the whole pack of cards will, house of cards, crumble in it. This you have to do it. You will see, it's not so difficult to even. Just the fact of sitting with it and bringing this kind of question into being, like, you know, okay, all this in the body is being labeled, I am suffering, I am dying. But nobody questions who says this thing. In another body, the same feeling can be exhibiting itself in this body, and no peace is lost. Can I say again? I want to say, it is not that a feeling or a movement is unquestionably a suffering. A suffering is a label it's put upon it. In one body, a storm is happening, and someone, oh no no, I can't, I want to jump, take tablets, jump over a bridge, I can't stand this too much, I'm going to die. In another body, maybe the same feelings happen, and you continue writing your email and just leave it. Do you know it's possible or not?
I had an experience last night. I woke up out of my sleep several times, and it's something that happens to me regularly. Not feeling good, and the mental rubbish going on, and feeling frightened and scared, and thinking, oh God, yeah, this stuff. But last night, for the first time, I had this experience. I woke up and I heard it all, and I felt the fear, and then I went, oh, mental drivel. That was exactly the phrase, mental drivel. And I wouldn't say it went away, but I disengaged from it.
Yes.
And it probably went on. I went back to sleep, and it happened two or three times. Yeah. I distinctly remember it happened two or three times, and it was like a tremendous relief and a feeling of freedom to be able to go, oh, mental drivel.
Yeah. Mm. You know what she's saying?
Mm.
I don't mind. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It can happen. Throw your best punch. But I will not play the auntie with it. Okay? Let it happen. And it's as simple as this. Let it happen. But the happening itself is not really where the suffering is. The suffering arises when the interpreting energies come up. The blaming energies, the guilty energies come up. And they are purchased. Because they also can come up and don't really have any real power. Something else has got to join the mix, and that something else is the identifying with it and the believing something is happening to me. And that gives authenticity to this feeling and creates a category. Yeah. That says, okay, this one is a tsunami. Okay, well, I'm going to suffer. Therefore, I say, you determine the experience. You will label the experience and give it its characteristics. You will give it its registration on the Richter scale of your own consciousness. You will do it. It has no independent thing to say, I am. It arises, but the way in which you meet this experience and who you take yourself to be is how it will be defined inside you, how to be registered inside.
But the you that is ready to contain the experience has somehow or other got to seep through enough to be able to do it. I mean, when you've got so much density.
This you, that's why I say, forget about it.
Yeah.
Huh? Can I say this? This you. This is the you. But I says, you know, is it? Is it? As long as this you remain inwardly supported, it will grow in its virility, because you, the consciousness, is identifying with something that something is happening to deeply. You can have this feeling superficially. Oh, I'm not in the mood today, I don't want to. That sort of play can go on, but it cannot leave the deeper awareness that isn't swapped for it. It cannot be swapped. It's almost as though something allows this play to go on, but it's not really that deep. You know, we were watching, I'll give you an example because this is just fresh. We were watching football a couple of days ago. Okay? And we were watching Ghana play. Ghana is playing with... is it your guy?
Uruguay.
And Ghana is really performing. They are really at it. They are the last African team going.
Yeah.
Okay, they're the last African team, so Africa. And they are playing, and everybody wants, well, not everybody, the Uruguayans don't want, everybody wants them to win, yes. Because, you know, it would be good for Africa. It'd be good for Africa, okay? What happened? The last moment. They have played so well. They are now 1-1. The last moment before the whistle is on the referee's lips, and Uruguay give them a penalty. So everybody begins to so they start to rejoice. I say, don't ever rejoice. What happened? They missed the penalty, and they lose the match also. On top of that, No, I was sitting there and I was going, oh my god, this is so terrible. He's so terrible. My god. I can imagine Alfred Brixton is completely suicidal at the moment. Okay? Now somebody asks me, you know, but, you know, do you really feel it that deeply? So immediately I start laughing. Because I said, no, superficially. No. In the play, you know, so something is still here that says, yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, many Jamaican people come from Ghana, and, you know, we'd love to see, you know, one of the black players they play. How deep is that? Not deep. Not deep. Playfully. Playfully. I don't exchange my being for it. And then we start to say, because people say, but life is unfair. I said, no, 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 no. Throw it out, these ideas. Throw out these ideas. Life is fair or unfair. Yeah. Nobody can fathom existence. Forget about it. You see? And immediately a freedom comes. Forget about it. Oh, this person, oh, he died so young, or he died too early. No, he died right on time, actually. Okay? Is your mind is saying that this should not be. And this should be. And so by supporting these concepts, we suffer from them. Mm. Then you think, oh, life is unkind. No, life is life. You give up. You are the one who is unkind. Mm. We are unkind to ourselves by holding on to so many concepts about how things should be. Now, of course, in the game of existence, we can taste all this play. But the minute you're holding on intensely to your identity, then somehow you betray your spirit and you fall into a trap. The one who is free has no allegiance to any concept. This is what freedom means. And you can do it. You don't have to be. You don't have to be, oh, I support this, and oh, who will I be without my concepts? And, no, this is nonsense. You will be totally, you are divine. You are free. You are divine now, but you don't appreciate it. So therefore, you are not divine. This is the apparent paradox.
I would like to make this thing with playfulness. I find very helpful. Be playful. You know that I feel everything is under control, not by me or anybody, but it is. And then I just watch it, how beautiful everything is. It looks like, oh, it's getting hot, now like this, now like that. So then, you know, you don't have to. You cannot actually make your destiny, you know, if it's done already. So then playfulness helps, you know.
Sometimes, you know, I don't even sometimes want to have the condition of playfulness. Sometimes I want the freedom to be really, you know, had enough of it. But it's a sort of, it's still something that is not gone through the solar plexus of your being. It's still something is expressing like this. And it's okay. Be gentle about it. Truth is not about these things. Know who you are. Let this play go on, it doesn't matter. Something is inside is intelligent enough to know when you've gone too far in your game. Then you can say, you know what, let me, in this moment, somehow spontaneously arises the inquiry to check it out. And when it's checked out, these energies check out. You can know that something, it's okay. You are determining the depth of the meaning and intensity of anything. You are determining this thing. Don't identify with anything deeply. Playfully, superficially, yes. Deeply, no. Who will know that point, the crucial point? Only you will know it. This comes out of your own intelligence.